WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The combination of jazz and Jewish music is nothing new. In the 1930s, trumpeter Ziggy Elman brought klezmer inflections and at least one Jewish melody to Benny Goodman's band, and even Cab Calloway recorded an impression of a cantor's cantillations. Mixing the two became a full-blown trend in New York in the early 1990s, when some downtown musicians started presenting concerts and recording CDs under the rubric Radical Jewish Culture. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says some of that music hasn't sounded very radical or very good, but one new CD vindicates the concept.
Trumpeter Steven Bernstein's new CD, Diaspora Blues, was inspired by Moshe Kusevitzky, a legendary cantor from Warsaw who survived the Holocaust to become a prominent figure in New York's Jewish community. Some of his rhythmically and melodically intricate chants were captured on record, which is where Bernstein discovered them. Four of the pieces on his new album uses transcriptions of Kusevitzky as springboards for improvising, where the players observe the same modes or scales the cantor used riffing on the same material. At 40, Bernstein is a veteran of downtown groups like the Lounge Lizards, Spanish Fly, and his own Sex Mob. He has a focused, vocalized approach to trumpet, which is perfect for this project. Sometimes he also uses a plunger mute or the rare slide trumpet to sound even more voice-like. Steven Bernstein's masterstroke was to record these pieces with musicians from way outside his circle, the Orlando-based trio of the African-American saxophonist and flutist Sam Rivers. He's a longtime hero of Bernstein's and an old hand at constructing meaty solos over minimal or open-ended structures like these. His heavier sound makes his tenor a perfect foil for trumpet. This is from one of the Kusevitzky pieces. Sam Rivers has been working with the same rhythm section since he moved to Florida a decade ago, and they sound exceptionally good under Steven Bernstein's leadership. Bassist Doug Matthews and drummer Anthony Cole also double on bass clarinet and tenor saxophone, which lets the band briefly morph into a wind quartet. It's curious that the loose unisons the horn players play and the deep reverb on the recorded sound are clichés of the German label ECM, whose aesthetic is rarely associated with Jewish soul. But here that echo does enhance the music's open texture and puts you in the sacred, resonant space of a temple. Steven Bernstein somehow folds free jazz and the Old Testament into one tradition. Now that's radical Jewish culture. By happy coincidence, a 1963 album that looked forward to that movement has just been reissued. Terry Gibbs plays Jewish melodies in jazz time. Mixed musicians from the Vibraphonist Jazz Group and his brother Saul Gage's Jewish Band for a program of old and new tunes that doesn't take itself all too seriously. Let's go out with a bit of Terry Gibbs's Pretty and Sweet.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. He reviewed Diaspora Blues by Stephen Bernstein and the reissue Jewish Melodies in Jazz Time by Terry Gibbs.